This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Yep. One cult hero from the SM Footy Club, Sam Draper. We are now joined by probably the ultimate cult hero in Collingwood Football Club history. It's Peter Dacos.
Our next guest is one of the most beloved Magpies ever.
Attempt to the advantage of Dacos. Look at the gather. The right foot step. This is a good.
And he became one of the most beloved people in the celebrity jungle as well.
I feel like I've known Peter for years.
People look at him as an AFL legend. I just think he's just a legend in general.
Peter is so caring. He's so warm.
Sorry, Nick and Josh. Oh. Dacos is still number one. Please welcome the Macedonian Marvel, Peter Dacos.
The superstar is Peter Dacos and spent 25 days in the jungle and left last night, and we got him now. Hey, Dakes, well done. And you come across as the caring father, the caring dad to all the others in the jungle, mate.
Oh, Billy, thank you, JB. Thanks for having me on. Nah, look, what an experience. And, Billy, you know firsthand. I mean, you know, you can talk isolation, you can talk boredom. I mean, finding words to describe the experience is hard. I mean, we use that term unique, but I just want to know, I mean, I lost 10 kilos. How the hell did you put weight on, Billy? Yeah. You must have eaten someone.
Well, I lost 14, but by the time I got on the plane and ate whatever I could and then dropped off in Perth for a night and got on the frothies and got back to Melbourne, I actually was plus 2, Dakes. Hey, I want to know, Dakes, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Honestly, did you? How many of the other celebrities did you know in the jungle?
Nil. I actually walked in. I was hoping and praying there was only one person from Melbourne, Khan, and he still didn't know who I was. So but that was okay. I mean, look, we started with a clean sheet, and I'll be honest, I knew of Michelle Bridges, but the rest of the crew, I had seen Candace around on Fox. Yep. You know, just sparingly, but and as Dave Warner's better half, as they say. Yep. She's magic. But having said that, no idea with anyone else. So it was a clean slate, and the job really at hand was to get to know each other, which over the 25 days I was there, you know, and all we've got is each other to work off. We went to work, and it was, you know, it was fantastic. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it for what it was.
Worst challenge, Dakes?
Oh, my worst nightmare. Yeah, look, it was. I knew it was always going to be hard, but you know, reality hit about 3 days in. I kept saying, "You clown, what have you put yourself in for here?" Because I kept looking at the logs, Billy. There's the log you sit on, and everyone scratches in how many days they've been there. It's like you're in solitary. I mean, it's, you know, and there was, after 3 days, I looked at the parts of the log, and there was one, I'm not sure if it was when you were on, it may have been a little bit after, but, you know, 31 days, I'm thinking, ooh, I'm day three.
Yeah.
I was thinking, these guys were geniuses, how they got through. But, look, you muster something, you find where you're at, and you structure your day in some sort of type of style, and, yeah, it's the people that get you through, and we had a good crew in the end, and, you know, we had a good time of it, so that made it just go a little bit quicker.
You got to last 14 days to get paid, Dake, so that's why you get through the first 2 weeks. but you do, you bond with people, you really.
Go on.
Yeah, you bond with people. So when you got out, you can have your favourite meal. What did you have?
Well, firstly, on the contract, I had a standard contract. I could have left after 2, Billy, so I don't know who your manager is, so you bug it up there. Who did I bond with? Some better than others. I mean, I was friends with everyone, but you do gravitate. I mean, when I first walked in, I mean, you asked me about, I knew no one, but the other thing that was clearly obvious, I mean, I felt like their father. I mean, they were all kids running around. I thought they had to change nappies at one time. I mean, you know, they were younger than my own kids, so but I probably gravitated more to a few of the oldies, like Steve Amos, the comedian, who's in his 50s. Yeah, funny man. And but having said that, you know, the level of maturity of the younger crew as well was fantastic. They were really keen to chat and, you know, drill me about my life and took a real interest. Yeah. So there was a great level of maturity and, yeah, it was, I was petrified at, you know, getting through this and how I would be perceived. You know, at the moment, my family's still talking to me, and so I didn't say anything I shouldn't have, so it worked out okay.
Hey, speaking of the family, Port take on the Pies MCG Saturday. Going to be back for it, Dakes?
Yeah, no, I can't wait, JB. The thing is that I left... you know, I've heard a rumour that Collingwood are sort of lobbying to keep me in the jungle because when I was in Melbourne, we'd lost the first three and they've won two games since I've gone. So, look, clearly I've got the last two results. Haven't seen any of the highlights, but, you know, from what I hear, I mean, winning at the Gabba against the Lions is huge considering they hadn't won for 5 or 6 years. So, it's going to be a huge test, and I can't wait to get back, Billy, and have a beer and just get back to normal life. Boy.
And know what time it is. That's the worst thing. You don't know what time it is over there. We're going to have to let you go because I know you've probably got 50 interviews to do.
Good on you, Dakes.
We appreciate your time, buddy, and well done. You are much loved in the jungle.
Champions. Thanks, guys. Catch up soon.
Collingwood legend Peter Dacos on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.